This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Friday the 29th's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 359, down 2 3/4. December corn, 364 and 3/4, down 4 1/2. March corn, 377 and 3/4, down 4 1/2. September soybeans, 1089 1/2, up 15 3/4. November soybeans, 1024 1/4, down 4 1/2. January soybeans, 1032 1/2, down 4. September wheat, 550 1/4, down 6 1/4. December wheat, 563 1/2, down 8 1/4. March wheat, 582 1/2, down 8 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower at $3.54 to $3.75. Soybean bids were down 5 to 14 cents at $11.29 to $12.16. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 at $3.45 to $3.79, while soybean bids were mostly 5 cents lower at $11.60 to $13.14. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 cents at $3.38 to $3.72, soybean bids 4 to 5 cents lower at $10.96 to $11.92, and the wheat bids 6 to 7 cents lower on Friday at $4.57 to $5.10. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were mixed, ranging from $12.04 to $13.39. Basis ended steady to 15 cents stronger, ranging from $1.80 to $3.15 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $5.69.50 to $6.19.50, with basis steady to $10 per ton lower at $1.30 to $1.80 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at $3.89 to $4.05, with basis steady to 1 penny higher at $30 to $46 over September. Illinois river barns running elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 16 cents lower at $3.40 to $3.71, with basis down 1 to 13 cents, ranging from 19 under to 12 over September. Soybeans down 5 cents, ranging from $10.29 to $11.74, with basis unchanged on Friday at $5 to $1.50 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 8 cents lower at $3.59 to $3.82. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents, with quotations at $10.49 to $11.75. Soft red winter wheat down 6 to 7 cents at $5.02 to $5.03, and Milo ended the day 4 to 7 cents lower. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.27 to $3.35. New crop soybean bids range from $9.82 to $10.08. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.24 up to $3.40. New crop soybean bids at $9.78 to $10.09. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.25 up to $3.45. And the new crop soybean bids range from $9.89 up to $10.13. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $155.90, up $1.25. October live cattle, $151.42, up $1.32. December live cattle, $153.95, up $1.25. September feeder cattle, $218.65, up $1.50. October feeder cattle, $216.72, up $1.95. November feeder cattle, $215.37, up $2.45. October lean hogs, $98.12, up $2.65. December lean hogs, $92, up $1.62. February lean hogs, $90.82, up $0.92. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Friday the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 59 cents higher in the range of $85 to $93.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.05. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $3 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings headed into the holiday weekend. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 58 to 63, 4 to 5 weights, 62 to 67, 5 to 6 weights, 66 to 69, and 600 pounds and up, 68 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $62 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,681 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 375 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they are 151.50 to 156. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139.50 to 144. Choice slaughter heifers, 151 to 156. Now on over to the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 253 head. Choice slaughter steers were 149.75 to 157. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 142.75 to 146.25. And choice slaughter heifers were 152. Now on to the United Producers at Salem, Illinois, August feeder cattle special. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 257 to 280, five weights were 230 to 270, and six weights were 222.50 to 232.50. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, three weights, 240 to 243, four weights were 230 to 232, five weights were 182.50 to 220, and six weights were 197.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights were 275, four weights 235 to 252, five weights were 198 to 224, six weights 200 to 211, and seven weights, 172.50 to 180. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 153 to 156, and on a dress basis, 242 to 245. Heifers on a live basis traded at 154 to 157, and on a dress basis, 243 to 245.25. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 257 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 101.72. That was $1.10 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 246.30. That was 58 cents lower. And select carcasses at 234.39, that was 88 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Year to date, that represents a 7% decrease. Hog slaughter was estimated at 330,000. That compared to 345,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. And that represents a 5.2% on a year-to-date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.82. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.43. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.73. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.43. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.31. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.94. August beans delivered to Scottville, $11.20. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.94. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.67. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.82, corn at Scottville is $3.73, beans at Greenfield are $11.31, beans at Scottville are $11.20, and wheat at Scottville is $4.67. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Cloudy skies today with showers possible, high temperatures in the mid-80s, southwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, occasional showers, low temperatures in the upper 60s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, becoming partly cloudy, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Wednesday and Friday. Low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, 73 degrees on this Labor Day Monday morning. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust with 13 locations to serve you, and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the 2014 Ram 1500, has low financing with great rebates, and we have a nice selection to choose from. We also have one remaining 13 Dodge Avenger loaded, and we're selling below invoice. And the all-new Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. Right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced enrollment for the Dairy Farm Risk Management Program will begin next week. On September 2nd, farmers can enroll in the new Dairy Margin Protection Program. The voluntary program, established by the 2014 Farm Bill, provides financial assistance to participating farmers when the difference between the milk price and feed costs falls below the coverage level selected by the farmer. The Margin Protection Program, which replaces the Milk Income Lost Contract Program, gives participating dairy producers the flexibility to select coverage levels best suited for their operation. Enrollment ends on November 28th for 2014 and 2015. Farmers have an old saying about commodity prices. It goes something like this: high prices cure high prices. Or, as is the case for corn today, low prices cure low prices. Todd Gleason has more on the low price of corn and the prospect for it to turn higher.
The August 25 edition of Darrell Good's Weekly Outlook from the University of Illinois explores the consumption of corn. In it, he wonders if the low price of corn will cause three primary demand areas to increase consumption over the coming 12 months. These are corn used to feed livestock, corn used to make ethanol, and corn exported to other nations. We'll start with feed. The only hard data on the amount of corn fed to livestock in the United States is actually soft data, and that comes as an estimate, not surveyed numbers, in the grain stocks report released by USDA once a quarter. The next report, that's due September the 30th. USDA derives the amount of feed used primarily from weekly, monthly, and quarterly USDA reports of livestock and poultry inventories. That is, USDA back figures the amount of feed used based on the number of animals counted. Feed use of corn will not receive much support from the beef sector, writes Darrell Good in the Weekly Outlook. The liquidation of the cow herd and the smaller calf crops of the past few years means there are fewer cattle available for feeding, and that deficit will continue for an extended period. The poultry and dairy sectors, however, they appear to be experiencing some very modest expansion. The USDA reports the number of broiler chicks placed for meat production during the 2 weeks ended August the 16th was up 2 and 1% respectively, compared to placements of a year earlier. 2 weeks, of course, do not constitute a trend, so the placements will continue to be followed closely to determine if expansion is actually underway. The average number of layers has also been running 1 to 2% above those of a year ago each month this year, and the USDA also reported that milk cow numbers in 23 selected states were up about 1% in July. Well, the most uncertainty about livestock production comes from the hog sector, with USDA reporting the June 1 inventory of market hogs 5% smaller than the inventory of a year earlier. But producers expected to increase the number of sows farrowed by 4% in June to September quarter. And then, of course, there is PDV and its impact on the number of piglets weaned. USDA's monthly livestock slaughter report showed a 7% year-over-year decline in hog slaughter in July. However, that decline was partially offset by a 5% increase in average slaughter weight. Finally, Darrell Good writes, since the feed consumption of corn includes an unknown and sometimes surprising residual component, only the quarterly stocks estimates will provide a measure of actual disappearance. Next up is ethanol. It now appears domestic ethanol production for this marketing year will be a record-setter, chewing through something like 5.13 billion bushels of corn. Ethanol production and corn consumption during the year ahead should continue to be supported at a high level, with the strength of ethanol production for exports likely to determine whether expansion continues. Speaking of exports, sales of U.S. corn for exports during the coming marketing year are reported at 365 million bushels as of the 14th day of August. Sales are about 50 million bushels smaller than those of a year ago, but still 60 million bushels larger than the average for the years from 2008 to 2012. Last year, China had purchased 117 million bushels of U.S. corn by this time, compared to essentially none this year. Sales to unknown destinations are also down some 40 million bushels. On the other hand, sales to Japan and South America destinations are larger than those of a year ago. What does it mean? Darrell Good says, and he writes this, there are some early signs that corn consumption during the year ahead will increase modestly in response to lower prices. However, that response is not yet large enough to offset the impact of the market expectation of an even larger corn crop than forecast by USDA August 12th. Corn prices are expected to stay under some pressure at least through USDA September 11th crop production report. The size of the corn crop forecast in that report, says the U of I Ag Economist, will be important in determining whether the low may already be in the corn market. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Executive Director of the National Bison Association, Dave Carter, says they are pleased that the USDA has approved a comprehensive study for the bison industry.
Comprehensive study that the USDA is going to do of the bison industry. They've done this for other sectors of agriculture from time to time, and we petitioned them about a year and a half ago to do that for the bison business. So they responded immediately and began to develop the framework for this study. And what the intent of it is this is going to bring together the resources of all of the different agencies within USDA. Natural Resource Conservation Service, the Farm Service Agency, Rural Development, Ag Research. And the intent of it is for them to identify the priority areas for where they can direct their resources to assist the bison industry.
Carson says that USDA is now seeking guidance on where to focus their assistance in potential topics such as herd health issues, rangeland management, and markets, as well as other things. NASS will be sending out questionnaires to producers soon to get their input as to where to focus the USDA assistance, according to Carter. The Illinois Agri-Women will be holding their quarterly business meeting on Thursday, September 4th, at 10 a.m. at the farm of their Vice President, Susan Wall. It's located just northwest of Sorrento at 309 Sorrento Avenue, Sorrento, Illinois. Lunch and speakers will follow, featuring Wes Porchat, Emily Hartman with Bond County Ag in the Classroom, and Marcoute Jersey Creamery. Susan Wall and the Agri-Women are extending an invitation for all members and women actively involved with agriculture to come so they can meet you. If you plan to come, you can give Susan a call at 217-272-4485. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.